Sim. Okay. So I could have taught you in our lesson. You're running after the Hikoyan. He I share loyal Malta boy. You whether you're gonna have money or you're not gonna have money is loyal Malta boy. It's all based on mazel. It's not gonna be anything you're gonna miss. It's an accomplishment that you accomplished. Bin Yoim Laila Avad, which is futile, does not last, and nothing, not of great significance. So he's basically telling him he finally taught him his final, no pun intended, nail in the coffin of this is it. Don't you realize that running after Olam Hazeh, running after Gashmias is not going to do the trick. Not going to make you happy. It's going to make you, and then when it gets taken away from you get sad and you're dependent on it. So, as opposed to, Ruchnias, you can never take that away from someone. It's big brought my son said today by recess. So, he tie shmooze during recess. I don't play ball. Not in third grade. So I said, why? He says, because this way, if it rains, I could still schmooze. The kids that play ball when it rains, they have nothing to
They can also choose.
do. What?
Before it's broken, but obviously they can also choose.
But they're like eager to do that.
Most of
So that's my Mishainu Hach over here, that no one can take away Ruchnis from you. And the Gashmias says, Bin Yom HaLaylo, HaYom Bin Laylo. Now the pasuk ends on a very like the sefer just ends. I'm always used to like Mikel Kama, and that's what because we go straight to Micha after when we land it. But in Yoina it just ends. I never noticed that. I should not be chos on Ninveh. Asher yesh bo harbi mishkei meser riboy adam. That's more than 12,000. 12 Reboy. Shema say Reboy Adam. It has, what is it? 12,000 people. Ashila 12, Mishtem Esrei Reboy. 12, 10,000. This is 120,000. Ashila the Ben Yamina the and they don't know between Yamina and Smiley. Behemoth Rabbin has a lot of behemoths. End of the parrot, end of the sefer. So I guess Pasha Pshat again is he's telling him why are you upset about Ninveh. What's
He was upset about Ninveh. He was upset about Ninveh. He was upset about the time.
Right, but he's like you didn't want to save Ninveh, and yet here you are. You're upset about the Kikayan. I shouldn't be upset about destroying a whole city. This is very strange. I mean, he's a Navi, I'm saying. Weird. But Lamaisa, well, according to the what how does the sefer end in the Goyin? So Goyin says, Ani le'ochus al ninveh, which is Goy Gadol. I should not be chosai klal Yisrael. That has in it 12,000 Adam that don't know between the right and left. Who are these 120,000 people? So he says, "Ki atam chacham nikra Adam." When it's refers to Adam, it means the Talmidei Chachamim. Except ha'elof l'chashloimoi u'masayim l'noitzim es period. The pasuk. So it means out of 1,000, you have 200, which are kulo l'Hashem. Masayim l'noitzim es period. So it means out of every 1,000, you have 200, which are the Shpitz, right? Out of 600,000, how many are the Shpitz? 120,000. So that's the 120, that's the 12 Reboy here. The 12 Reboy, I shouldn't be chas on the 12 Reboy Anoshim that are the Talmidei Chachamim, that a person is Oisik B'Torah, you don't think I'm going to take care of him? I'm gonna, you're sitting there running after Kikoyan and it upsets you that you're a chelik in Olam Hazeh. My chelik in Olam Hazeh is Talmidei Chachamim. So the 120,000 of the 600,000, which is one fifth, where do you find that concept? It's up to going from the pasuk ha'elof l'chashlon l'ol masayim l'nei to his period, right? 200 out of 1,000, right? So the same ratio, one fifth. So the guy said, by the way, why does it say Asher Yishba Harbe Mish name it more than that? Because it was 603,000 really. Plus, so it's not just 600,000, 603,000. So the extra connected to 3,000 is the Harbe Yoiser, more than the 1,200. No, it means Harbe Mi, more than. So he's saying that Vizehu. Midvar vanogel advarin. I'm kidding. Shishim riboy him yud beis riboy. Rat sheish prutatoyis. Yo yisem shishim riboy. Who harbe? Fine. So fine. Asher lo yada ben yimil. They don't even know the difference between the right and the left. Does that mean? Because we have shtei parts to our body. We have shtei kloyos. Echad is yoyetz a toiv. Echad is yoyetz l'ra. We have two parts of the heart. Right, shnei yitzarecha. One is on the yamin, one is on the small. And the Talmid Chacham use even the yitzara to serve Hashem. So since the Talmid Chacham use the yitzara to serve Hashem, so memela, they are masayim lanoitim as period, and they're the ones that's my chilek in this world. So if you don't think that your chilek is the point is that's my chelik in the world is these 600,000, these 120,000 Talmidei Chachamim, u'behem rabba, and they're also composed of a lot of behemoths. So to go and those are the amaratim, and but adam u'behema to shi'ashem, because if a behema is used to serve the Talmud Chacham, then it has a tachlis in this world. And Mela, that's my chelik in the world. And don't you think, and I assume what he's trying to say is, don't you think that I will protect them? Don't you think that I will be sad if I lose them? Therefore, those are the people that I'm going to protect in this world. And that's the ending message that he says, I think. So to summarize, we have a 4-minute summary of the Sefer in Goin Remez. Yoina is a remez to the Neshama, and it comes down into this world with a mission, but it gets distracted in this mission. The mission is being taken place in the Yam. The Yam always represents Olam Hazeh. It's the place between two Yavashos. That's the place between where the Neshama starts and the Neshama ends. Some starts in Gan Eden, ends in Gan Eden. Starts in the Yabash, ends in the Yabash, is traveling through the Yam. It's traveling through the Yam in a guf, which is the Sfina. And but Maisa gets distracted, runs to Tarshish, runs after Yonah Olam Hazeh. Maisa, he ends up not completing his tachlis. He ends up getting distracted. And in the last minute, he says, please save me, it's too late. Last minute tshuva didn't work, and he's not saved. What?
He dies.
He's thrown into the first dag, which is the grave. He's thrown in from the first dag to the second dag, which is the Gehenna. And he says, cries out to Hashem that he wants to get a kapara. He wants to see b'moshiyami, and he's moshiyah, and he brings him back into the Yam. For another chant, and that's the Bilgul Sheni. But in the Bilgul Sheni, because he didn't complete his tachas in the first Bria, so even if he's a tzaddik, he's going to have a bad mazel. So it talks about how people do tshuva and ninveh and the people around, you know, different kalakim and tshuva, that was all in Perek Gimel. Okay. Now they'll do tshuva. And that's it exactly. But then the fourth parak starts talking about how Yoina himself, even though he completes his mission that he's given, but he still has bad mazel and he's suffering from the mazel, and he's going to try to get, he has very bad olam hazeh, and he's trying to keep on getting on the mazeh, and he doesn't get it. I'm very upset. So Moisi Michai, I don't like this because in the Gilgul Sheni, the Goyen says it's better. You would rather just not come back. And then the Neshama says, okay, I'll give you a temporary respite, which is the Kikoyen. He enjoys it, but then it's taken away to show him that you can't run after Elam Hazeh, it doesn't stay with you. He says, you know, and gives you, he's given one last chance to show his point, to show, no, I got it. I am a sack in myself. I don't think it's the Iker. Fails that as well. And he's left with nothing. That's the story.
Happy ending.
Yeah, it's a happy ending over here.
Do we know what happened with Yoya and Lachlan?
Okay, everybody, say. I hope it's an inspiration to us about how to mechazek ourselves in tshuva and how to focus on the world properly and understand what's the ikkar, what's not the ikkar. And it changes perspective on life. It changes, the sefer is incredible. I mean, it's partially incredible, I think. It's really a game of mind. Can help you refocus your whole life, technically. Okay, I hope it's an inspiration to us, and I hope we have all a Gemara Chesima Tova and a good Kibbench Diyar to everybody. We'll see what safer we start after Sukkot.
Thank you so much. That was so awesome. Yes.
Thank you, Doc. Yeah, it's a mind, a very, very, opened your mind, the safer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Skoyach.